Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Well, we're going to stay right in that track of talking about development of our greater region, and with none other than Tom Wolprin, who's president of Pure Build Homes. Welcome to the show, Tom.
Thank you, Zara.
Well, actually, it's been 4 years since I think you were last on the show, so it's going to be fun to catch up on what's new and great in the work that you do. Let me introduce Tom. He's an architect, designer, and neighborhood developer known for his contributions to the historic renovation and preservation of areas such as Tucson's eclectic Barrio District, and you're going to hear more about the Mercado District. Tom has proven expertise and passion for true sustainable green buildings that are set amongst his team's work really apart, quite often reclaiming and reusing unique materials and design features that few others would know to see, even how to integrate, with complete design appeal inside and out. A native of Michigan, Tom studied architecture at the University of Michigan before attending graduate school at ASU in environmental planning and solar technology. Traveling throughout the Southwest and northern Mexico, Tom really developed a sensitivity to regionally and culturally appropriate architecture, which he and the creative team at Pure Build Homes are mindful of with every custom home project. And indeed, like the famous sociologist Jane Jacobs, Tom also understands how multi-purpose buildings help regenerate and really retain our urban vitality, as we're sure to hear about as we talk about the project that's been underway for probably over 10 years now, that's really come to fruition, a section of downtown Tucson, the walking street called the Mercado District. So here we go. Congratulations. It's coming to fruition indeed, isn't it?
It is. The Mercado District of Menlo Park is a mixed-use project located near Congress and the freeway. And it, from the very inception, the idea was to get the live-work kind of mentality and planning and structures in place so that the end result, being immediately adjacent to the already rehabilitating downtown, is to see it more animated. I think a downtown is considered successful not by just the physical things that are there, but the way it's used, seeing people on the street, sort of what I call it, animating the building environment. And that's what Mercado District is about, is getting people in, out, and in front of their house and close to things that they want to use, and you get a more vibrant social life when you're surrounded by things when they're in close proximity and when they're built of beauty.
And, you know, that's, I think, a trend nationwide. You're seeing a lot of more urban areas that are picking up and having, for example, commercial on the first floor, but then residential on 2, 3, and 4, and the idea of really bringing people back into that sense of community.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you look at the development of the United States, you know, over 20 years ago, there was still a lot of perimeter development, and there still is, and then maybe overloaded a little bit. And I think that there's people that find out that they're happy in the perimeter, happy in the middle, or happy at the core. Mm-hmm. And we're, you know, of course, we're right at the core, and that's where the most activity is, close to the freeway, lots of businesses and new restaurants and so forth. And it's that person that moves downtown. Maybe they work there already or have friends that live there or so forth, and they basically want that more busy foot traffic lifestyle.
Well, I think there's another thing to be said, too, is that many of our younger professionals start out from college and want to stay in that tighter community feel, whether because they lived in an apartment or a sorority and a fraternity in college. And the idea of living then in a mixed-use place is kind of consistent with where they've been for the last 4+ years. And then perhaps with families, you grow out and want more space or a different environment. But lo and behold, if I understand correctly, Tom, myself having been to the Mercado several times, is to watching people wanting to circle back now to that tighter sense of community, particularly in the encore part of their life where there's a lot more human contact and engagement.
Yeah, we're getting a wide variety of buyers downtown. I think the demographic is definitely tilted towards the over 50 demographic, but I think we're getting people from out of state, east side, north side, wherever, where they found themselves coming to the downtown area for all the things that they do for recreation and enjoyment, and it only made sense to reduce their travel time, be close to the things they love, and in conjunction with that, if you've walked down Congress, I was on Congress Street last night, where I saw more people on a Tuesday night than I saw 6 years ago on a Saturday night.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's fun to see the downtown being utilized after hours. And that was the goal of the city, as well as all the businesses that have participated, is to see our downtown used after hours. And it clearly is, and it's going to be used more and more. And it's really wonderful to see.
Exciting to see. Well, take us back to that time when perhaps a small group of you had this conversation about establishing the Mercado District. I've got to believe there were those around you that said, are you guys nuts?
Well, it's always the case of, you know, in downtown development. I've been building down there since the late 80s. And at that point in time, there wasn't really too much. In fact, I would say the Congress Street corridor was still in decline in a sense as far as what businesses were occupying and vacancies. But slowly but surely in the neighborhoods that surrounded downtown, people wanted to be near that historic core and began on individual basis mm-hmm. to buy homes and renovate them for themselves. And then as the neighborhoods came up a little bit where that tide was turned, the whole area began to repopulate and the historic districts were being revalued at a higher level. And you combine that with the amount of available land that was mm-hmm. is still down there. It was just the beginnings of what has ultimately led to where we are today. And where we are today down there, whether it's my project or the downtown itself, is still kind of in its infancy as far as where things can go.
Yeah, interesting. So the as I mentioned in the introduction, that your first major or at least spotlighted focal corridor was there in the Barrio district along Meyer. Of course, your own personal home is there. Perhaps you could share with our listeners what is Pure Build Homes all about and how it is what you do is so different perhaps than other builders.
Well, Pure Build Homes is a design build company. So the traditional structure is the architect is a separate entity of the builder. The design build approach is actually kind of goes back to the more European style of building where it's sort of one-stop shopping for the client, where the person that they work with in design is there to be there for them through construction so that the vision discussed in design is carried out through construction. And so that's a real advantage that we bring. Our company is also very well known for our rammed earth wall system and our previous name. We rebranded to Pure Build, but we were Rammed Earth Development. We do a fair amount of rammed earth work every year. That's not necessarily downtown. We travel, you know, outside of the city of Tucson or in the city of Tucson, and that tends to find its home in more modern architecture, more public architecture. But over all this period that we've existed, our design-build approach applies to custom homes, and that's been our mainstay along the way. But myself, building my house down on Meyer Street, along with houses that we built over time, my passion for building downtown grew, and I also, you know, ran into other custom builders that were doing small projects downtown. So when the city put out their RFP to develop some land on the west side, you know, we competed against four other teams that were tract home builders, but we competed and teamed up with a developer, the Gadsden Company, mm-hmm. and we brought in sort of a custom mentality and small builder ethic, but the powers that you need with a developer, exactly. And we created a team that was that all they all had design experience, and they all were actually fairly well traveled people, and they had seen in their travels, be it Mexico, Europe, or wherever, where the towns that were existed before the automobile seemed to be more vibrant, mm-hmm. and the reason being is they weren't designed around the car, that they were designed around the person. And so we kind of just went, you know, full circle back to the original reasons people build community in the first place, and know that cars are integral in our lives, but they're not the focal point. So, for example, one of the rules we have at Mercado is your garage door can't face the street. And in order to accomplish that, we went back to the alley system that you find out through most historic neighborhoods downtown. And they really do work. And that helps set the backdrop for the more creative way we could develop a street and small plazas and so forth in our project.
And you make it a walking street. And, in effect, that's exactly the reaction when people come to the Mercado District for the first time and also back to the Barrio District as well, is it's walking and people are out and you've got a sense of connectedness with folks. You know, I mean, what a travesty it is in our country in many areas that we no longer have front porches and we don't even have sidewalks. So how can we really have that sense of community other than if you're a dog walker that you run into your neighbors?
And I think even, you know, in this technological era, it's easy to be in front of your computer or your handheld device or whatever, and you realize that it actually is almost that becomes a barrier to almost socializing. So if everybody uses that equipment, but if it's right in front of you, a social life is right out your front door, I think that counteracts that other trend, and I really
you
believe
you can't help but fall into the commotion.
Yeah, you walk out and there's things happening, and only more so in the future. And the other thing is, of course, there's the streetcar that ends in our project, as well as because there's basically two zones in the Mercado District. One's called Neighborhood General, and the other is basically a commercial zone. They can both have residences and businesses, but in the Neighborhood General, they have to be no more than 50% business. And in reality, most of those buyers are residential, but there's the opportunity for home officing and galleries and things that are now starting to happen, because of course everything feeds on itself, and you need buyers and businesses, and they kind of come back and forth. But so residential kind of comes first. Well, now the business will follow, and it'll only get more vibrant now that the streetcar is there and there's available larger commercial property surrounding us that other businesses may choose to relocate now that there's something close by to take advantage of for an employee. So another business may find themselves building a business near our project. There's the streetcar immediately adjacent to downtown. And that kind of brings us back to like a U of A graduate where they may decide to stay in Tucson because there may be different opportunities here because of that vibrant lifestyle that, considering that our general population in the Tucson Valley is a million people, right, we really don't have a lot of focus points, and the downtown is now becoming that again. And I think that's what people, when they choose a city to live in, they want a focus point, whether they live close to it
or they take advantage of it. Yeah, or they take advantage of it. You mentioned rammed earth technology, and of course, not only rammed earth, but Pure Build is also known for other sustainable approaches, water harvesting, the type of reclaimed materials. I mean, we've been in multiple homes that you've developed, Tom, and just the fun use of beams that have come from some other reclaimed building, or that element of historic renovation, even though it's all new concepted homes. Real quickly, share with our listeners what rammed earth is about, and then maybe talk about those elements of sustainability that you folks at Pure Build Home don't talk about. It. You live it, you've done it, and oh, by the way, you've been doing that for multiple years.
Yeah, I mean, well, starting with that first, I mean, what I found is, as a designer, I respond to the things that, you know, I find, you know, substantial, and a lot of times when you're in a historic neighborhood, those things become sort of obvious, whether it's thick walls or old beams, old doors, and those things, you can repurpose those elements in a house, in a new house, when you're using thick walls like rammed earth or adobe, which our company does work in adobe and block as well. But the idea is to look back to, I always say, well, you look back even to the early part of the, you know, like say 1920, people moved to Tucson and they solved their environmental living needs without electricity or without
air conditioning.
And their buildings responded to those things. And those buildings had taller ceilings, they had thicker walls, they ventilated well. And we found by looking at those core ideas, combining them with all the things that we have available to us now, whether it's a high efficiency air conditioner or a thick wall, and the advantage of a thick wall like rammed earth, which is essentially, I want to call it a monolithic adobe, where we're packing layers of cement stabilized earth in forms like they would use to build overpasses and things, and then removing it and yielding one sort of earthen kind of exterior wall system. And what it does is it tempers the outside environment from the inside. So you combine that with good windows, good orientation, ventilation, you know, all the different energy strategies that we have today, that we can create very economical energy programs for houses. But we also keep in the forefront doing something that's beautiful that particular buyer. So, yeah, we are a custom home builder. So each person we find has a different set of priorities. And we try to lay out all their options for them between water harvesting, the size of the yard, whether you need water harvesting. That's one of the things that we do at Mercado. There's smaller yards, hence water harvesting is less of a demand than a more yard-intensive traditional neighborhood. And then we find out, you know, of course, once you design a very efficient house in an efficient sort of setting, and it's a smaller house, your energy needs go down. So you actually have to be more careful of the other strategies you choose, photovoltaic, solar water, higher SEER rating, all those things, because if you do everything, you're spending a lot of money in a lot of areas on a problem that was already reduced by what you did in the first place.
Exactly, and you didn't even need those kind of things.
Right, so so each house ends up being a different kind of set of approaches. I mean, there's also aesthetics and design needs of each family that we work with, and we try to balance them to their needs, so they kind of help us prioritize what's most important to them. So, for example, there are a number of homes at Mercado that do have solar water and solar PV cells, and some will do them later when they can afford it or so forth. So it's fun to see people pick and choose. And you tend to learn over, I've been doing this for more than 20 years, you see what people gravitate towards. And there's trade-offs. You pick solar panels, maybe you don't get the custom kitchen, or, you know, and so, but it's again, it's a priority system. And then that's where we succeed in design build, where we communicate to allow the owner to get to the point where they're getting their balance. Because everybody's balance is a little different.
Which is really the joy that attracts someone like you to do custom homes as opposed to larger developments. That I suspect that co-creation with your clients is really important.
It is. And we enjoy working with our custom home clients for the very same reason we enjoy the custom homes we do in Mercado. The difference between the two, one is, you know, on a larger piece of land where they're doing more of a desert architecture. Mm-hmm. So that's exciting in its own way. And then what results when we do something downtown is everything's so in such close proximity, and you work with, you know, you bring in new clients next to clients you've built for before, and they're also engaging into the whole mix in a whole new way where their neighbors are going to be very close. And I think,
as in the homes touching one another,
the homes are immediately adjacent to each other. They're separate. They're row homes. They're not condos or townhomes. But I think it brings a different mentality where you can't just drive back home and be done with your days. Your life is in front of you every day. And I think people interact in a more positive way when they know these are their neighbors for life and they're right there. And there's still room, you know, there's plenty of breathing room down there. But again, some of these houses are collected around little plazas and so forth. And one of the things that I noticed, and a lot of times for custom homes or Mercado homes, is a lot of people have wish lists. Like, we would like a rooftop deck and outdoor rooms. But when we watch how people use the spaces, they really want to be either in the true public spaces or semi-public spaces, the plazas and walking streets, or over at the Mercado San Agustin Marketplace, especially on, you know, on Thursday nights when they have the farmer's market. But people like to be around people. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really the core of what Mercado does. It's really a socialization, sort of a celebration for all those that buy there.
When my husband and I were touring around, Ted and I were looking at the homes recently down in the Mercado District, one of the residents said, well, you know, other places in Tucson, you have a view of the mountains. And yes, we have some view of the mountains here, but to us, much more important is we have a view of the community. And I thought that was profoundly important, because I recall when we first looked at homes, we moved here 10 years ago, how many of our beautiful communities that are out in the outer reaches of Tucson, nonetheless, all the doors are closed and you don't see people. So I think there's a real different appeal that is very attractive to a certain group of people.
Right. I mean, it's, I wouldn't call us a niche market, but it's the people that do invest down there, they see that, you know, they are, the community is the view in a sense.
Yeah, that's right.
There are
views
of a mountain and so forth from certain properties, but they realize that it's the view of this active community that they're really buying into.
That's right. Tom, do you feel like you've got other colleagues around the country or communities that are watching over the shoulder of the Mercado District? Or are you patterning what you folks are doing off of any other part of the country that's exploring in this way?
I think that what we're doing is, it does happen all over the country. I think it can be maybe easier in a warm weather climate.
Yeah, right.
But I think it's something that's, again, I think people are looking back in time of what succeeded. And I think we are on the same level playing field with many other communities around the country doing what we're doing. But it's important that each community do it in a regional vernacular, or they don't, or they really bring in the flavor of the culture, the food, everything of their area to make it authentic. So it's really not about
cloning, you know, or cookie cuttering something from Europe or Mexico or whatever. It still
still speaks of Tucson. So when you take a photo of this, and there's a very strong Spanish/Mexican influence, but it really has a Tucson feel to it. And I think that is the teachable moment to others in development. And I think that this translates to the tract home guys ultimately, because when people see that something like this is available locally, maybe the entry-level price of a tract home is lower and they don't have the resources, but people begin to rethink how they locate their buildings. Maybe the same type of construction, but how things are located within a subdivision, so that people do want that, you know, active relationship with their neighbors.
If you look back on your own influences, Tom, as your career has progressed and your style of design and so on, anything pop to mind, certain regions of the world or architects or designers that have influenced you on that deep level?
I would say that primarily, again, I went through architecture school, but I feel I didn't get my real architectural education until I began to travel, especially into Mexico, because it was close. It was easy to drive to, but, you know, seeing all that. But actually the most influential designers that I've seen have never really been architects. It's actually been individual efforts by individual people doing their thing as a piece of the bigger puzzle around them. And some of the more rewarding things or charming things or whatever you want to call it in architecture are found typically done by owner builders or people that have just built their own house. They've put a lot of personality, and their personality comes out in their house, and that can be lost sometimes in the architecture. It could be done on a set of drawings. But when you get the individual involved, I think you bring out the personality of each house. I think that's very important.
Well, and I suspect that's what attracted you to build a business then that wasn't pure architecture, but also the architecture design side, to the point of you having great joy of having your hand right on the hammer as need be when it came to the build.
Exactly.
The technology that you're using, I assume, is capitalizing on all the latest, whether it be GPS understandings of how you orient homes on land, but also the architectural tools over these 25 plus years too, to enable you to be able to take these visions and make them real.
Yeah, it's combining the aesthetic with the practical. I mean, just simple rules of where do you place trees, where do you place windows, because in reality, when you place a window on the west side of a house, it's going to be an issue at least half of the year. So how do you address those issues as far as building, site orientation, placement? But when you start to do that in a tight environment, you begin to create, you're trying to establish privacy as well as sociability. So you end up making choices lot by lot. So each project is individual, mm-hmm. and reflects those owners' desires, but also respects their neighbors. And I think that, again, by combining those two approaches, then you get an active community that's just a real positive experience.
So I have this vision that anyone that would buy a lot, which I understand most of the lots are almost all taken down in the Mercado at this point, you better be prepared as a custom home builder or a client of such that you're going to get a lot of community input, which is all good.
It is, and it's a very active, our project has an HOA, but it's a very active group of people, because there's opportunities for those that live there. We're going to start building on another plaza in the next year or so, mm-hmm. and now people that have lived there a while, they sense that they want that second plaza to be a social space in addition to what they've already got, and they begin to talk on their own, bring their ideas to the HOA, then the builders, and then so it becomes a collaborative effort to constantly make this space and area down there even better.
And the fact that you shared with me that, yes, for all the planning in the world, still what you wanted to have happen was this journey is one that's organic.
Exactly. I mean, I think that when we started versus where we are today, there's a lot of similarities what we saw happening. But by doing it over time with individuals versus building stuff and just selling it, we built almost 95% of the houses were built, built to suit each buyer.
But you've got that history over these 10 years of other homes being there.
We didn't just put our drawings out 10 years ago and just keep building for those plans. In fact, any plan we had then probably won't be used again because we've only perfected or we found a new plan that somebody picked. And it is very organic. And that applies, I think, to the business development immediately around us as well.
How exciting that is. Well, Tom Wolpern from Pure Build Homes, thanks so much for joining us. Those interested, obviously get in your car and drive all the way across Congress. Underneath I-10, you'll find the Menlo Park area in the Mercado on the south side. As well, purebuildhomes.com. Thanks so much for joining us here on Circles of Change.
Thank you, Zara.
My pleasure.
Bye.
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll-free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.